On Thursday, Governor Sununu will deliver his budget proposal to lawmakers. It's the first step in a months-long journey to build the two-year state spending plan for New Hampshire. Over the next 2 days, NHPR reporters will highlight key areas of the state budget likely to generate headlines in the months to come. And today, we start with Paige Sutherland, who tells us what to watch for when it comes to the intersection of the opioid crisis and state spending.
In his inaugural address last month, Sununu laid out his priorities for the next 2 years. The first item on that list,
over all of this, is the biggest issue we have, and we know what it is. It's our substance abuse crisis. It infiltrates everything in our society.
Advocates for substance abuse treatment hope that mention translates into more state dollars in this year's final budget bill. On the table will be funding for drug prevention programs in the classroom, investments in treatment for inmates, and fully funding the state's alcohol treatment fund. This fund was designed to take a share of the state's annual liquor sales and put it towards substance abuse treatment. But Executive Director Linda Paquette of the drug advocacy group New Futures says since it was created in 2000, the funding has consistently fallen short.
Hooray for New Hampshire, generating lots of dollars for the general fund through its aggressive approach to selling alcohol. But let's take a very small percentage of that to address the problems with alcohol and drugs we're experiencing in the state.
Another major issue that likely won't be addressed in the budget but is crucial to those trying to access treatment is making Medicaid expansion permanent. So far, more than 10,000 people in New Hampshire have accessed drug treatment through this program. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.
And I'm Todd Bookman with a look at tax policy. It's certainly easier to craft a state budget when the economy is performing well. Greg Bird is with the New Hampshire Center for Public Policy Studies. He says Chris Sununu is coming in at just the right time.
So I would say he's inheriting a pretty strong economy. Unemployment's low. Businesses are hiring.
New Hampshire's GDP is up. Wages are starting to climb. And all that's resulting in a state bank account that's in the black. Conservatives say one of the reasons for that is because of what happened during the last budget. Republicans pushed through business tax breaks despite the concerns of then-Governor Hassan. Sununu supported those cuts and has indicated he'll include further reductions in this budget. That's an idea backed by David Juvet with the Business and Industry Association.
In our mind, it's all about making your state an attractive place. If you're a company, an attractive place to stay and grow, or if you're a company from another part of the country, an attractive place to consider opening up new business.
Even if the state is growing its tax base, that won't necessarily translate into an easier fight, as both Republicans and Democrats make a case for their priorities.
There's always pressure. There's never enough revenue to do everything that everybody wants.
But for budget watchers like Juvet, this spending plan is at least starting on mostly sound financial footing. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.
And I'm Jason Moon. Meanwhile, in education, a handful of perennial school funding issues are likely to be back this year. First, there's full-day kindergarten. At the moment, the state funds kindergarten at half the per-pupil rate as other school grades. Democrats like Senator Dan Feltes have tried for years to change that.
Kindergartners aren't half as important as first grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, eighth grade, and so it's unfair to local school districts to only provide half of the support for kindergartners.
This year, supporters of full-day kindergarten may have an ally in Governor Sununu, who voiced support for the idea during the campaign. Fully funding kindergarten would cost the state about $15 million each year. Another big school funding issue centers around something called stabilization grants. Those grants were put into law in 2011 to protect poorer school districts from changes made to the school funding formula. A few years ago, lawmakers started phasing out those grants by 4% a year, and many from the communities affected by that phase-out aren't happy about it. Speaking to NHPR in December, Berlin Mayor Paul Grenier said the issue could lead to legal action against the state.
The way these stabilization grants are being eliminated, it doesn't even allow the communities to catch their breath. We hope that we can come to some kind of resolution, but it looks like the only way the state ever reacts to anything is lawsuit-driven.
Freezing the stabilization grants would add about $12 million to next fiscal year's budget. Another thorny education issue that budget writers will likely address is whether and how the state pays for school construction projects. For decades, local school districts could apply for state grants to help pay for such costly undertakings. But in the midst of the recession, lawmakers put a moratorium on the program. In the meantime, plans for school building additions, renovations, and construction projects have piled up as districts eagerly awaited a return of the state funds. Without a major new source of revenue, it's unlikely that any budget proposal will satisfy all of these priorities. So look for another year of education funding battles in the State House and maybe in court, too. For NHPR News, I'm Jason Moon.